Who was Carrie?
Carrie is part of our community here on the Seacoast. She was one of our customers that would tend to come in with her partner, Nate, often on a Friday night to share in a couple beers. And through this, we got to know Carrie fairly well. She was, you know, one of those people who I think everyone just instantly liked. And as you said, unfortunately, she had recently lost her battle with breast cancer.
And what was your relationship with her like?
I don't know if you ever met someone and you thought, hey, if we were in a different situation, we would probably hang out a lot. You know, our relationship was mostly, you know, I was a proprietor of a small company. She was a customer. But given the frequency that she came in and just her, you know, sense of humor, her authenticity, we hit it off pretty well. So, yeah, I'd like to consider that she was one of my friends.
And she came into the brewery at times when she was clearly undergoing treatment for cancer, but it wasn't something that you and she ever spoke about.
No, I mean, when people come into a brewery, it's kind of a happy place, right? And I think sometimes people go out, you know, and hang out with their friends to forget some things that might be going on in their personal lives. So we definitely, Annette, my co-founder, and I wanted to, you know, respect that place and that space and, you know, just have a good relationship that's founded on beer and not on something perhaps a little sadder. So,
what was the moment like when you learned that Carrie had passed away?
I was not around when I learned. Annette, she's my co-founder, she called and she told me, and we were both somewhat stunned, I guess, because, you know, we had seen her in the brewery not that long before, and her hair was growing back, and she seemed like she had a lot more energy, and then we hadn't seen her for a while, and then, unfortunately, we learned the news, so it was a shock and something that affected us, and we wanted to do something for her family and for her friends.
And so you created a beer in her memory. What kind of beer?
It is a Pilsner. Carrie liked our hoppier beers, so we created the Pilsner, and we hopped it up. It's almost like drinking an IPA. It's super clear. It's really crisp, about 5.5% alcohol, and it's really a great beer to drink this time of year.
Where do the proceeds of the beer sales go?
We sell actually a lot of our beer here through growlers, people coming in to fill up. So for every growler people fill up, we're going to give $6. We have a half growler. We call it a growlet, so we'll donate $3. And Carrie's partner, Nate, and Carrie's good friend, Paula, actually set up a foundation called the Carry On Foundation. And they founded that basically to support kids that are going through some sort of trauma, like losing a parent to cancer. And part of it is, you know, Carrie has, or she had two young kids, and I think a lot of it is around, you know, trying to support people that are in that same situation.
Just to be clear, all of this was done with the support of her loved ones, correct?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, and for us, it was, Annette and I talked initially about, we were just affected a lot by you know, the loss. I'm not sure if it was because, you know, she was about the same age of us, or she had, you know, young daughters, or it was just her kindness and warmth, or maybe it was sort of a combination of all of it. But we just felt that she was someone that our community should know about, and they should know her story, and we wanted people to raise a pint in her honor. And then we told that to Nate, and then we thought about it, and we said, well, it would also be great if we also donated some of the proceeds to their foundation of choice. So that her family is very thankful and supportive, and, you know, I think even much more than the donations, it is that celebrating her life in a way and sharing her story with people that has, I think, touched them as well.
Nicole, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
That's Nicole Carrier, co-founder and general manager of Throwback Brewery in Northampton, New Hampshire, talking about Carry On, a beer that serves as a memorial to a beloved customer who died of breast cancer in March.